الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك واعدد نفسك في الموتى وإياك ودعوة المظلوم فإنها تستجاب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, my young friends, and mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My last Friday khutbah, I mentioned one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was narrated by Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an. My intention was to shed some light on the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but because of the short time, I was only able to mention few points from the life of Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an. That it is time of his death, and his people, his associates, they were around Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an. He addresses his people and he says that أُحَدِّثُكُمْ حَدِيثًا سَمِعْتُهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. That today I'm going to mention that thing which I have heard directly from the fountain of knowledge, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I mentioned last week that we can gauge and we can understand from this incident that the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they had so much inclination, so much connection, and so much zeal of acquiring knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had same zeal of passing this knowledge to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why you find that many companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they dedicated their entire life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to acquire knowledge, in order to understand the divine revelation which was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge of Quran, and also the knowledge of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 24/7, they would engage in acquisition of knowledge. This was the first madrasa, which is known as Ashabus Suffa. These were the first students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the origin of madrasa. That there was a place where a few companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to reside, and they dedicated their life and their time in order to acquire the knowledge of Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever someone would have a question, and someone raises a question that has anybody heard anything, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this topic. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I would raise my hand, or I would stand up in that gathering, I would say that yes, I have heard something on this topic from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much so that some companions, they had doubts about me, that Abu Huraira, each time when this question is posed, he puts up his hand, he raises his hand, or he stands up in the gathering. So they had a doubt that it's possible that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's making up stuff from himself. He hasn't heard anything from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the companions knew that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he is among those companions who accepted Islam in the year 6th or 7th Hijrah. He only spent 3 years, approximately 3 years, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet he passed on the most knowledge, most ahadith, to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he holds the title of the Mukthirina fil Hadith. One of those companions who passed on the most knowledge to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He spent only 3 years, and each time when the question is raised, he stands up and he says that I've heard something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he would say that yes, people do have questions. People have many objections with regards to my knowledge and me mentioning the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he says that there were two groups of companions. One group, they took their way towards the marketplaces and they engaged themselves in the businesses and trading. And the other group of companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they took a path of farming, and they spend their time, they spend their life in farming. But I did not go to a marketplace. I did not go and farm. I didn't spend my time in earning money and my livelihood. I didn't get married. Why? Because I only had one objective in my life. That was to spend time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and gain as much knowledge as possible. And then pass it on to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because if I pass on my knowledge to the ummah, and if one person comes on deen, that as long as that person remains alive, and he does anything good in his life, inshallah, I will also benefit from his good actions. مَنْ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ فَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ فَاعِلِهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he clearly says in the hadith, that if you guide someone towards the straight path, and he leaves the disobediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he comes to on the straight path, for as long as he carries out good actions, then the person who has guided him will also gain the same reward which the person who is practicing gains from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي, pass on the knowledge of Quran and also my hadith, even though if it's one verse of the Quran or one of my statements. If you know one verse of the Quran, then pass it on to others. If you know one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pass it on to others. So this was the zeal of companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's leaving this world, the time when people are worried about themselves and their families and their other things of this dunya. At that time he is conveying and he is passing on the knowledge and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says that أُحَدِّثُكُمْ حَدِيثًا سَمِعْتُهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. And there were three advices given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this hadith. Number one, اعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then worship Allah in the manner and as if you are visually observing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of you and you can see Him with your own eyes. Because if this is not the case, if you are not looking at Allah, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. He was referring to Allah consciousness. Allah ka istihzar. A person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Banda Allah ki ibadat is andaz mein kare. کہ اسے اللہ کا استحضار حاصل ہو کہ میں اللہ کو دیکھ رہا ہوں یا اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے. Just as a person who is standing before you and he is observing you, monitoring you, you will not make any mistake. You will try your utmost to do your work perfectly. Just as a person working, he knows that there are cameras in this hall, in this room. And a person in another room, he is observing him. He will not make any mistake. We have speeding cameras. Some countries of the world, they have speeding cameras. When a person knows that there is a speeding camera on this road, he will not speed. Because he knows that if I make a mistake, I will get a ticket. And my brothers, the cameras of this world are such that they have their own perimeters. Sometimes you could be out of range. That this camera, the range of this camera is only from this place to this place. If you pass that, then the camera will not be able to capture you. But the camera of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that you can never be out of range. You're always in range, no matter where you are. Nobody is looking at you in this world. Your father is not looking at you. Your mother is not looking at you. Your teacher is not looking at you. Your wife is not looking at you. Your husband is not looking at you. Your children are not looking at you. But the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. The poet beautifully says in Arabic, أنا الذي أغلق الأبواب مجتهدا على المعاصي وعين الله ينظرني. Now when the situation comes that I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I sin, that I feel that people will see and people will say that this person is such a disobedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of fear, out of shame, I close the doors of my house, I close the windows, the darkness of the night. I lock the door as well. And I feel that nobody is looking at me. Nobody is watching me at that moment in time. But he fails to realize that nobody is watching him, but the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are definitely watching him. Because Allah is such that not only in the darkness of the night, but there is a darkness of the night. Then you are inside the room. There is more darkness. And then you go inside your closet. Even more darkness. And you carry out a disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even then Allah's eyes are watching you. Even then Allah's eyes are watching you. Because His cameras are never out of range. Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam, he said to his son, لَإِن تَقُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. That if there is something in the darkness, in the rock inside, even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present that on the day of judgment. That you did this, And that ant or that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was engaged in something. This is the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the qudrat of Allah. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to emphasize in this hadith. That u'budi Allah ka'annaka tarah, fa'in lam takun tarah, fa'innahu yarak. And just as I mentioned that in some countries there are cameras on the road. If you go England, UK, they warn you beforehand. The camera is coming ahead. Even here, sometimes you have a traffic light camera, but you have a sign before that, that there is a camera ahead. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has a sign in the Quran. And He says that, watch out, I have sent you in this world for my obedience, to gain my pleasure. Make sure you spend your life in pleasing me and carrying out my obedience. And you worship me as if I am looking at you or you are looking at me. Because there are so many cameras of mine which are observing you all the time. Be careful. I don't have detail to go into different types of cameras which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us in this world. But when a person sins, then there are four things which will go against him on the day of judgment. And they will bear testimony against him that yes, we have seen this person disobey you and they did something wrong in their life. And we give testimony for that. Four things. So this is the message given in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اُعْبُدِ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend your life, not only worshipping. Worship doesn't only mean that you pray salah, or you recite Quran, or you pray tasbih. Means everything. Whatever you do in your life, you should do it in such a way that Allah is watching you. Allah is watching you. Inshallah, I will continue on this hadith next week, next time when I have my turn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the tawfiq and all of us sitting here the tawfiq to practice upon this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this quality of God consciousness, Allah consciousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us successful in this world and in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.